Maddie in the Morning.
Kiss 108.
And I'm not comfortable with the way Lisa talks to me.
You must have a heavy bag.
As a matter of fact, I do. Yeah. Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in on a Tuesday. How's the weather up there in Boston today?
It's a little sketchy today. We've got clouds, a little sketchy. A little sun, maybe a little rain later.
I got to tell you, you know, it's weird when you, you know, I mean, it is, it's a Boston radio show. I love Boston, but I have, you know, one thing led to another, and I ended up moving down to Florida, and I'm still doing the show. But it seems from here, looking back up north, that you guys have had a sucky year of weather. Like, just not good. You know?
Well, we get two or three nice days and then a couple of weeks of...
Yeah.
Bleh.
Yeah.
I don't think I realize that. You know, the Boston climate ain't that good.
No.
It's nice in September. That's about it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean...
It's been really hot here.
Yeah. See, I don't get that. I mean, people, all these people that live near me down here, oh, we're going up north for the summer. It's too hot. It's hotter in Boston than it is in Florida.
It has been hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
A couple of weeks now, we've been hotter than you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We get this humidity, though, I don't much care for, but not much you can do about it.
Well, we've been getting that, too.
Well, we have this thing down here where all the houses where people live, they're air-conditioned. So your every house, you're always cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's only hot when you go out in the golf course. Yeah. And I don't mind that. You know why?
You must have a heavy bag.
Because I do. So, you know, it protects me. Not even sure what that means exactly, but okay. What else is new? You get anything on Amazon Prime? I don't even know what Amazon Prime is. What, do you get a bargain or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like earbuds, electronics, that kind of stuff. Like the ring thing system for your house, all that kind of stuff.
So it's like an across-the-board discount?
Yeah, well, no, it's like, but those specific things have deeper discounts.
Okay. But is it still going on, or is that over?
Yeah, all day today. I think it's till 3 in the morning. Yeah.
It's today, right? Mm-hmm. It's yesterday and today.
48 hours of deals.
Okay. So are you going to get anything? Lisa?
I probably will not this year, just because we don't really need anything, so...
When has that stopped you before?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really need anything, so I'm not doing that right now.
Nothing?
Nope. Nothing.
Nothing?
Nope.
I'm getting it. I ordered a new pituitary gland, but it hasn't got here yet. Stick that in there.
Oh, God.
Yeah. What's that ring thing that everyone talks about? What is that?
It's
is that the camera?
Yeah, it's a little camera system.
Yeah, does that work?
Yeah, that's actually something if I would purchase, I would get that. Yeah, because I've heard good things about it. Everyone has the ring.
It's cool.
Yeah, you can see packages being delivered.
Stolen.
And stolen off your front stoop.
What good is that? It's already been stolen.
Well, you can see who stole it.
You can actually yell at people, right?
Right, you can talk through it. You can.
Yeah, my house is equipped with the ring. I'm all about the ring.
Yeah, it's good.
The front, the back, the pool, I'm fully equipped.
Wow.
What from Justin? What are you like? Where do you live?
I live in Salem. I'm not worried about people breaking into my house. I just like to see what's going on. So you know, my son. You know what I mean? Like I can look right now and see every part of my house.
Yeah, he uses it to watch his wife in the pool while he's at work.
Okay. Oh, God, that's cool.
Puts on a little show.
That's what he does. Wife,
oh, if the wife wills somebody home, you can see it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, now we know what's going on.
Yeah, and also it'll tell you, neighbors that have Ring, it'll alert you and say this person's house got broken into or there's a wild animal or, you know, it's kind of like a community thing. So I'm a huge fan of it. And yes, you can talk through it, and I have an alarm where I can set off an alarm where it's like loud. So if there is somebody there, I just press a button, and the alarm just starts ringing.
Mm.
So I do it to my mother-in-law all the time. I scare the crap out of her.
But you got that whack jog neighbor too, though. You got to keep an eye on.
That's true. Yeah, her too. Yeah. I mean, how do I know she's not going to come over and you know do something crazy?
Yeah.
I already forgot what she did. That got you.
Oh
so
God.
Excited.
She didn't do anything. She just came over and was mean to me for no reason.
Yeah, she was yelling at me.
She was just yelling at me for no reason. She's just a mean lady.
Oh, boy, you never do that.
He was dumping in the woods.
Oh, just dumping dirt. It was just dirt. It wasn't a big deal.
What? You moved dirt around?
That's it. That's it. I had a pile of dirt, and I just wheeled it into the woods and spread it on the ground. It wasn't trash. It was just dirt. But she just didn't like it for whatever reason. She was a busybody. She's like a Karen. And she came over and was really rude to me, and I tried to make peace with her, and she basically was like, I don't care who you are. I don't want to know you. And so then I just unleashed.
Oh, you unleashed.
Oh, I unleashed.
Oh, you don't want to unleash.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have you unleashed? It happens. Oh,
I have never unleashed.
Okay, just saying.
I don't
really
know
that
why you brought that up.
Just okay. Saying it.
We want to take a break.
Yeah, I think we need to go to a song.
Did he just...
I shut his mic off.
He knows.
Yeah, Maddie knows. Why do you bring me into it? I'm not the one that unleashed in New Hampshire against a poor, defenseless woman. I didn't do that.
Yeah, I did do that. And
why did you have a pile of dirt in the first place?
I got a tree taken down, and it, like, they come and grind the stump, and they leave this huge pile of dirt. That's another thing. These guys that grind these stumps, they come in and make a huge mess, and then they leave.
I know.
It's crazy. I paid this guy $1,000. He was there for 10 minutes, and he left me a huge pile of dirt.
Well, why don't you unload on him instead of the woman?
He's dumping.
Good point.
Yeah. Well, he's got one of those, you know. What do they call those things? A wood chipper?
No, it's a stump grinder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They sit on it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. They sit right on it, just twirls right down in.
Wait, what? That's what you call a horny... That's what you call a horny dwarf, Bill.
Wow.
That's what you call a horny... That's what you call a horny dwarf.
I love listening to Maddie in the Morning. Lily Costa is...